The Baltimore City Council held another virtual meeting last night, the penultimate meeting before the next iteration of the council is sworn in. WYPR's Emily Sullivan is on the line to walk us through what laws they passed and what laws Mayor Jack Young vetoed. Emily, good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
All right, let's start with these vetoes.
Sure thing. So Mayor Jack Young acts two bills introduced by Councilman Christopher Burnett. Those bills aim to bolster labor protections for hotel and hospitality workers. One would have required new owners of these businesses to retain the same workforce for at least 90 days. The other would have required hotel and hospitality business owners to recall the same employees they had pre-pandemic as their businesses open back up. The mayor argues both of these bills place undue burdens on employers and that the right to recall bill may violate the Constitution's contracts clause. The Democrats' final veto relates to a bill introduced by Councilman Ryan Dorsey to rename the Columbus Obelisk in Herring Run Park in honor of victims of police violence. Now, that monument is close to another monument dedicated to police officers who have died on the job. And Police Commissioner Michael Harrison lobbied the lame duck mayor, saying the close proximity of the monuments diminishes the importance of both of them.
Now, will the council try to override these vetoes?
Council members have to wait 5 days after a veto to file an override, so I would expect an answer to that question to emerge this week. Council members need a 3/4 supermajority to throw out Mayor Young's decision.
Now, how about any new legislation? Did we see anything of interest introduced last night on that front?
We saw a resolution from City Council President and Mayor-elect Brandon Scott to establish this coming Friday as the Transgender Day of Remembrance here in Baltimore to mourn the loss of trans folks who were murdered in the city and beyond. We saw another resolution from Scott to express the council's support to bring the 2026 World Cup to Baltimore. The U.S., Mexico, and Canada will all jointly host FIFA's event that year, and Baltimore is on a short list of sorts of 17 possible American host cities. Scott says Baltimore is the perfect location for the event.
This is a huge opportunity for Baltimore. Our sports fans here in Baltimore are second to none. We have an amazingly rich culture, diverse history, and welcoming residents. Selecting us will allow for Baltimore once again to be showcased for the world-class city it is.
What measures ended up passing last night?
We saw a few bills that bolster city support for renters pass. One bill to establish a program to provide tenants with legal counsel and eviction proceedings got the green light. Another bill to establish an office to end homelessness and a permanently funded housing voucher program passed. That was introduced by Councilman Dorsey.
It's really important that we're making this structural change to better establish our footing for addressing homelessness and homeless services.
And the Water Accountability and Equity Act made another appearance on the docket last night.
Now, that's the bill that had been passed into law, but Mayor Jack Young delayed via executive order over the summer.
That's exactly right. That bill was supposed to provide a tiered water bill discount program for low-income Baltimoreans, but Young did delay it in July, saying the financial impact of the pandemic on the city was too dire. Last night, the council passed a modification to the act to change current policy to allow renters to enroll in an existing water bill discount program without explicit permission from their landlords.
And a prominent new tax bill passed also. Tell me about that.
Yes, one that would tax electronic smoking devices like vapes or e-cigs. This bill places a 30% excise tax on these products. City Council President Brandon Scott is behind this measure. He said that it's about promoting health and also about getting a fresh source of revenue for the city since Baltimore's budget has been hammered by the pandemic.
Emily Sullivan covers Baltimore City Hall and so much more for WYPR. Emily, thanks so much.
Thank you, Matt.